fake opening ramble. Welcome to Gung Ho Heroes. I'm Nate.
I'm Michael, and we have a new guest with us today.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Lewis. So welcome to the Gung Ho Podcast, Gung Ho Heroes Podcast. God, I can't even get our own shit right.
Nope.
But anyway, so we're pretty much rambling. Lewis had a little bit of a topic, maybe, possibly, to talk about. Yeah, it's going to take you out of your comfort zone.
I love not comfort zones.
Completely going to take you out.
Cool.
He wanted this one to be, well, title in working, but he said, "Good news, everyone!" And we talk about something that made us happy this week.
Oh.
You see how I said it takes you out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm never happy.
Lewis, since it was your topic.
Yeah, you go.
Go ahead.
Actually, who is Lewis? Last time I met Lewis was at your bachelor party, and he destroyed me in Mario Kart.
He destroys in Mario in general. Holy shit.
Played a lot. Somebody didn't silence the phone.
And we're going to take a technical pause. Anyway, all right, Lewis. Something that made you happy.
I'm happy because I was playing Super Mario with my friend earlier.
Oh, come on. I know what really made you happy.
What was that? Oh, I got a job this week.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Nice.
I'm going to be contracting for the government to make them some software.
Are they going to pay you?
I'm pretty sure.
I would hope
that was,
so.
That was on the list as long as I get my clearance. As long as they don't find out about that one thing.
I mean, he got a job in his degreed field.
That's true. That did make me happy.
I mean, if I can have a security clearance and maintain a security clearance for like 15 years, I think you can do it too. When was 2002? That's when I got my clearance.
Sure. At some point in that's a time. Math, yeah. Not good.
Yeah. I've almost hit the point where I've had a clearance longer than I haven't had one. I'm getting pretty close to that.
That gives me confidence.
Yeah.
It should give you confidence.
So, as long as you don't do drugs, you'll keep it too. Super easy. Don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Michael, what the...
Oh, I have to... I'm going next.
Yeah, I'm going to go last.
You're going to go last.
Yeah.
Once I said it again, I said it was out of his comfort zone. He's normally a very... not negative. You're stoic. Shit, I had it earlier.
I don't share well, most of the time.
He doesn't hear well. Honestly... I don't even really... It's a beautiful day, and I'm awake and with friends, but this is today.
Wow.
The week.
Yay. Everybody's like, oh, we're going right now and being losers about this. Let's go.
I don't know. Like, to think about it, I'm not quite sure. I mean, I got to have a good, like, weekend with the missus, so that was nice. We got a little getaway.
Weekend.
We did. We went to the Chattanooga.
You went to the Noog?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Got beer and whiskey.
Did you go to the aquarium?
We did. We actually
good.
Did. And had I been with like you guys, it would have taken us 30 seconds because we'd been like, yeah, that's a fish.
Fish.
Yeah, that's a fish. That's a fish. That's a big fish. That's a fish.
That's it says here that this fish will kill you. That's cool.
There's whining kids. Shall we move on? All right. But yeah, we did go to the
aquarium. Let's go watch a movie.
Didn't do that though. All right, Nate.
Ugh. I had something and then I forgot it.
Why is it not wanting to do the thing?
I don't know. Why are you interrupting me?
Go ahead.
Because it's a lot of silence is why. I got paid today.
What?
That's always good.
I mean,
I got paid
never
too.
Never a bad thing.
Yeah.
And that sounds bad because it sounds like we're rubbing it in. And I feel bad for everybody that's not getting paid.
Yeah, no, I just got done with like two really long weeks and got paid for it.
What?
So I apologize for everybody that's works
not
for the government and not getting paid right now.
Yeah.
You missed two paychecks and I apologize.
But good news is the government's reopening, maybe possibly is what I heard.
So and that's all
Monday?
We're gonna do is talk about that.
Yeah.
So back to Nate's old playing old games. I saw you were on Skyrim this morning or whatever it was.
I am. Yesterday. Or was it today?
It was this morning. And for like a minute, and then you were off as soon as I jumped on. Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know.
It had to have been yesterday because it wasn't this morning. I didn't play Skyrim until like just maybe an hour ago.
Okay.
So probably
yesterday. I'm playing Finishing Breath of the Wild.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Always good.
It's a great game. So I've been going through... I haven't beat Ganon yet, because I'm a loser. But I'm going through collecting shrines, doing side quests, and then I'm going to beat Ganon, and then do some of the DLC. But I have found and completed 117 of the 120 shrines. I know where 118 is, and I also know where 119 is. I do not know where 120 is, and I have a cheat book and everything, and I've gone through the book, looked at the shrine name, looked where it was, looked on my map, and checked it off, and I cannot find 120. That is frustrating and all get out.
I don't even know where I stand on the shrines.
I had like 96 before I started this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I was bored with Red Dead because it's boring.
Like,
The online.
Have you been playing Red Dead?
I have not.
Online's boring.
I don't.
And I don't want to play Fortnite anymore.
I need to.
I mean, I will, but there's nobody to play. So if there's nobody online playing on the Xbox, I just turn the Switch on and go play that. Play Breath of the Wild.
The business related, we finally got our videos up on the actual channel.
So is that both videos or just the one that was on YouTube already?
Just the one that was on YouTube already.
That's hot.
Yeah, but it's actually up on our streaming service.
Woo!
They finally got with me, and they finally was like, hey, that's not working. You have to use something external and then upload it through there. And I'm like, thanks, finally.
It's like 2 months.
Oh my God, it was bad. Like, I could probably look and see when...
it was uploaded into YouTube 2 months ago.
Yeah, okay, so... But I didn't just recently. It was like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago that I sent an email to them. And then they finally responded. And then I said, your link doesn't work. And then they responded with a link and showed me how to do it.
Your mama doesn't work.
Probably. So... Yeah. Yep.
Dang.
Yeah. But that was fun and exciting that it actually finally worked.
Nice.
So now I'm going to upload the rest of the videos.
Okay. Maybe put the other one on YouTube because I got people at work watching it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I have that one and then I have us.
Maybe send it to me.
Send you the link?
Yeah, of like the video. I'll just watch it on Podbeam, I guess. Podbean. Not Beam. Laser Beam.
Laser Beams!
And then watch and make sure I don't talk about work.
We're going to stray away from talking about work because we normally do that.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's shop talk. Let's do it.
So, no, I love work. It's great. What's up?
How you doing, Lewis?
Good.
Being quiet.
I am. I'm nervous.
This is my first
and only podcast.
Don't say only, because then you're setting yourself up to not get reinvited.
Well, I hope to be invited, but I'm not hoping for my segment didn't go very well.
It went great. We just wasn't happy about anything.
I will adjust.
And then you were happy about stuff, and I shit on it.
We're talking about the actual. Yeah.
And Michael's just sitting here putting a camera on my face.
I know.
So, are you like zoomed in on my nose, you freak?
No, I'm trying. That's why if you hear beeps from my audio is we're testing out equipment for the live segments that we do. And I got a camera. Not going to say the brand because we're not sponsored.
Correct.
But
it's a camera brand.
It is small. And I just tried to put it in the computer and try to see if I could see the quality. And apparently it was like, hey, I don't recognize this. And I'm like, well, that's no good. So I formatted it in the camera, recorded you, and now I'm going to see if it works.
Nice.
So talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
Unsupported format. Always fun.
Yeah. So since his bachelor party, what you been up to? Now that you got a job, too. That's
exciting. Finished my degree.
Nice.
Computer science. That was fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Then I got a job.
Computers are magic boxes to me. Michael knows this.
Essentially, yeah. They're very dumb, but they're very, very powerful. We're the ones that tell them what to do for now.
Yeah, until like, you know, the apocalypse and they try and make Terminators.
Watson was beating people on Jeopardy.
That was awesome. I watched that.
That was Watson.
Watson is what he now works for the Weather Channel.
Okay.
If you ever have like the Weather Channel app and you pull that up, it says powered by Watson.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a whole, he beat the pants out of like the best people in Jeopardy and he just smoked them.
Was that you or me?
That's a motorcycle outside.
No, that. Must be you.
It is. It is me, and let me silence. I'm gonna need to take it.
All right, and we're taking another technical pause.
We're gonna start a audio adventure.
Yes, that's let's one do it. Thing. All right, we're back. This is probably gonna be our shortest podcast, just because we keep getting interrupted.
Yay, we're done. All right, thanks, guys. Right. Thanks.
Thanks for coming. It keeps hitting the table.
Mm-hmm. Who, me? Oh no,
yeah, you destroying the
I'm
table.
Sorry.
I don't even
I
know
do
what
it.
We were talking about at this point. So, your shrines.
Yeah, we were talking about the offline. Offline, we were talking about the shrines and then the weapons and how like the weapons get destroyed in Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I do too. It's like the Master Sword's good for like two swings. And then I'm you go a through a fight, a test of major strength, and you're guaranteed to go through at least one weapon that you already, that's like a powerful weapon. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through that in that fight, and you're like, oh, and you're going to get nothing but like a diamond or like 500 rupees.
But see, at least with Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
I think that was the like name. The
title.
Breath of the Wild. You find weapons all the time, and your Master Sword doesn't break. It just needs to recharge.
Yeah.
But at least everything else breaks. Even the Hylian Shield breaks, and then you have to go buy it again.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with most of the shields and the swords and stuff, it's not like it's in low demand. So,
yeah. What about those amiibos? Can you put an amiibo on and get another item?
Yes.
But
every DLC. Every day.
Yeah, it's like once a daily. Day.
But there's like 9 or 10 amiibos you can pop in and do it. They're all different ones, like the Bobobikins. Bobobikins?
Bibobikins.
Bibgoblins. Bibogoblins.
The Biba.
They couldn't have just said goblins, could they? It had some cool stuff on it.
And the Linolix, the Lionel Richies.
Oh, Lionel Richies. Yeah, that's how I recognized them.
Talking about
first
the lizards or the
oh, the guy, the big, the Lionel Richies.
The Lionel Richies.
Or the lynxes that are like the giant half horse man lion.
Yeah, the Lionel Richies. So,
we're saying the same thing. I think we're saying the same thing.
Those things are a pain in the butt to beat.
And I see people on YouTube beating them with no effort. And I'm like, yeah. Screw you.
I mean, I jumped down to the Colosseum and like took on two of them.
That's
dang, that's yes. How are we on cursing? Is that
oh go
what
for
what
the
it. Fuck are you talking
fuck.
About?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck.
All right.
Everyone say Mike's an asshole.
Yay!
That's it.
So yes. Though so every amiiblio has
amiiblios
can use every other day or every day. So in a 24-hour time span, you can use your amiibly eyes and get your quote. Thanks.
I'm gonna slap your glasses off your face.
And then
he just did.
Funny because I don't even have glasses.
Good.
I'm just kidding.
But, yes.
Everybody here doesn't wear glasses except for me.
We're just canoning this up. It's so weird.
So, business thing real fast.
Oh, there's a business thing.
Yep, so we need to get the shield logo, like Kay. Just that part,
Kay.
And put it onto our YouTube channel.
Yes, and I think everything is actually connected now.
Okay.
Because when it finally connected the video, it was like, hey, you want to share this across platform? I'm like, yep, let's go ahead and connect this shit.
Okay. Cool.
So, but
nice.
Cuckoo.
We'll see when it actually does it on this one because it probably won't connect this because it's going to be audio only and not video. So we'll see what it connects.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. The, what really pisses me off, this is the what pisses me off
this
week thing, is in Skyrim, the fucking pathing of the fucking NPCs.
I always had a problem with them getting in my way. When I was trying to attack something, I would accidentally kill them a lot of times. And then I would reload immediately because I felt very sad.
I killed one by doing that. I used the Fushroda.
I'm sorry, Lydia.
Lydia, oh Lydia. But yes, that peeves me off more than anything is the fact that I'll be standing on the edge of a mountain and my NPC will be going... And I'm like, get out of my team, what are you doing? That was them nudging me, by the way. So yeah, that pisses me off. Or pisses you off.
A much bigger segment.
I don't want to go into it, because...
That's a whole Nate episode right there.
Oh my god, I could go off for like 2 hours, but it would never come out. So.
That's what she said.
Gross.
Lydia, oh Lydia, oh Lydia, the tattooed lady.
Is that a DLC?
Yes. I don't know what the fuck that's from.
It's a song.
Okay.
Tis. Anyway.
Do you think VR would be cool with Skyrim? I haven't played it, but.
I would. I think it would. I think it's already out. I think it's a thing. I think.
Yeah, you can get it on PlayStation.
It has to be. It has to be a thing.
That'd be cool.
Your mom's cool.
Oh my god.
So see, it's there, but I can't get it on the computer. Side segue, I can't get the damn video to... I can play it here, and there you are, and I'm playing it, and but it won't recognize...
I just saw my shirt, and I was like, why am I wearing red?
He is like, currently wearing a black shirt.
I thought I was wearing orange today.
You went to the bathroom today, right?
Yeah.
Did you look in the mirror at all?
Yeah. I mean, well, I try not to because I'm like...
Ooh, same.
But, but no, I did. I totally did.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I had to wash my hands.
Yeah, I know. You might not have looked up.
Damn.
I think everybody looks up.
Nah. Not if you're...
So, yeah. I don't think I'm going to actually do the Skyrim... The video game video just because I know too much now about Skyrim, so it's like my first impression
wouldn't be not, a first impression.
Yeah. No, it's gonna
be it wouldn't be expert. Like me going, how the fuck did you find John? How did he hear you? How did you hear him? Type stuff in that we did in the Red Dead video.
Oh,
where Javier shoots his gun. I'm like, that's an avalanche.
Yeah,
because it's on top of a mountain and snow. that game, we're up the hill. It's like you're up a hill now.
Mm-hmm.
You just went up a hill.
You just went further up a hill.
It's like,
why is he climbing this mountain?
Oh, I went back and I watched our video, right? And I'm like, I'm like, all right. So John got scratched in the face, and you're like, oh yeah, he got these scars. So, and he got away.
Mm-hmm.
We found his horse. Where's the wolf that scratched his face? Did it live? There were no wolf bodies.
You're right.
Hey, so he got away from a pack of wolves without killing one.
Yep.
That's hard to do. That's the DLC also. It is. You play as the wolf.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be amazing. You play as the wolf.
I mean, they did that in Zelda.
I think they did that in Grand Theft Auto 5 when you took a bunch of found the peyote.
Sure.
You could turn into stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they also did like you turned into Teen Wolf.
That was a fun game.
You played GTA 5?
Yeah, I did. I never beat it. I don't beat many games.
So in the online, you literally turned into Teen Wolf and could like jump around and
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're difficult to kill and you kill everybody. And
I got out of it when they really started going into the online thing. Like I just
what I, you didn't want to get a Back to the Future flying car.
But that's the thing. It was like everything is all like millions of dollars, and it takes centuries unless you're going to put real money into it. And I'm just like,
throw money at the screen.
And then on top of that, it's more of a, oh, it's only here for a limited time, so you have to get it relatively soonish. So I'm like, meh. And then it was the fact that we went from 360 to Xbox One, and I really didn't feel like, because my transfer didn't really work. I don't know why, but my
character... You're talking about your online character?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It didn't, like, really translate, so I was like, I don't really feel like doing all this over
again. Yeah, so when I mean, my character looked like utter dog piss when I transferred him over, and I was like, God, can I, like, fix his face? Because, like, from afar, the face stayed the same, but when you zoomed in, I was like, oh, when did I take drugs?
Yeah, but that's only if you get beaten up and shit.
No, oh, it was, like, my face was super splotchy.
And really?
It, yeah, I was like, ugh.
That's high definition, guys. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
High definition.
No. So.
This
is great.
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure this out. I don't know if I have to reformat for it to go into this or what, but it ain't working.
Double reformat.
Well, I think I'm just going to format it and then try it again.
Only uploads to old iPhones.
Maybe it was the thing that I was using.
So I guess Verizon's no longer carrying iPhone 5s and won't support it, I guess.
I don't know.
That's what I heard today at work. Somebody was complaining about that. And that's as far as tech talk as I go. Because it's all magic.
It's a kind of magic. That was bad.
It's a magic.
It's what I call FM. Fucking magic. That's how electricity works.
I think this will work for us, and I think it'll be awesome. Sorry. We keep jumping tracks. This episode is going to be called Derailed.
You're jumping tracks.
Yeah, you're right.
You were going to say your mom's jumping in tracks.
I don't know. Ooh, that was a good one.
I know.
But no, I think this camera will work for us, so we might need to just get a couple of these.
Okay.
Because they're small, they can fit on the table real well, and it's only a small, yeah.
Okay. I mean, how stable is it going to be if I, like, hit the table?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have them on tripods.
Okie doke.
Or they have a little small stand that's a wireless thing, but it's also, like, a stand for it. And it supposedly does it in 4K, so...
Cool.
I mean, other people that we've known. Well, we don't know them. We've watched them before. Have used GoPros.
Mm-hmm.
They use a shit ton of GoPros.
It's weird.
And that does a fisheye lens thing, and I don't know how to correct that, so we're not gonna. And we're just gonna use something that works. For our means.
Yeah, so now we have to come up with a day.
Yes. And a game.
And a game.
Ooh. The reveal. We'll have to think about it.
Yep.
I suggest Tuesdays or an afternoon on a Friday. I'm just making it up.
Well, I was like...
And StarCraft... No. Star Fox 64.
Oh, he's talking...
Superman 64.
He's talking about...
We're changing it up.
I don't know if I can capture Superman 64.
We just got a little tiny camera. We're going to do it.
If we're going to capture...
We're going to stick it right in that thing.
If we're going to capture, I'm going to do this the right way and, like, hook it up.
We're going
to... Ugh. No.
Ugh. I don't even... What?
That, just going back and, like, playing with that graphics, like, ugh.
So, okay, yeah, no, talking about going back and playing weird
old
graphics.
Games.
Old games?
Old games.
Old games are great, though.
Have you ever played Far Cry?
No.
I've never played a Far Cry.
I mean,
Have you not played a Far Cry?
Is it like... like far,
further,
far
further away.
That was so
I think it was...
Bad.
It was...
I made your ass laugh.
That was so bad.
And when I go back to listen to this, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Far Cry. Okay, so Far Cry 3, I think, is the one that I got introduced to.
So it's like...
No, don't even.
Do it three times. I was going to do it three times. Just imagine three cacaws. Caca, caca, caca.
But no, that's the one where it was about the meme about the guy with, like, the whole insanity. He said the insanity quote over and over to you, like, during the game.
He's like, you know what insanity is. It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
That might be his voice. It's been a while since I've listened.
I'm
pretty sure that's racist, but go ahead.
Yeah,
he was... I don't know what he was, actually. Anyway.
Continue down this path.
But I have a link on my personal Facebook page that is, like, linked to the Ubisoft. They're the people that did it. And they have, like, it's like discounts. It's a shit ton of discounts. And I got, like, all 4 of them gold edition for like $40. And it's like Far Cry, Far Cry 2, Far Cry 3, Far Cry 4 Primal. And it doesn't have 5.
What about Blood Dragon?
See, it didn't have that. Well, it has all the DLCs. If you get the gold edition of the bundle, that's a DLC. And I believe Blood Dragon is a DLC of 3. I think so. So, yes. You can check it out. I'll send you the link. But you're shaking your head no.
I'm not going to have time to do that.
But I'm just saying, you can at least have them for cheaper and then go back and play them at any other time. I'm just saying. I did. Because I'm like, holy shit, this is all of them. I had to get 5 separately. But... I got
this is where we PC. Need a video so you can see my eyes glaze over and me fall out of
you
the chair.
You really were glazed over. But it's all...
I was listening.
Those 5, and then Far Cry 5, I got separately for gold for, like, $30. So...
Nice.
So, yeah. So, I got, like, the whole Far Cry collection.
New games.
New games?
Ooh. Anybody excited about any new games? There's a particular one that probably none of you here have played that's coming out.
Lewis?
Mortal Kombat 11?
No.
I'm excited about that one.
Is that even a thing, or are you just making
no, it's
no,
for real.
It's definitely coming out, game. Yeah.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey is Sonya Blade.
She's gonna rip people's spines out.
Yeah.
And she's a good guy.
She could probably, if
they all
rip your spine out in real life, if we let her.
Possibly.
I mean,
I don't think we should.
No.
I'm going to sign a petition.
Okay.
2 or not 2?
Not 2. Okay. She went from, like...
I don't even think...
She went from MMA to, like, WWE, so.
She did. I could just see that. It's like, we start a petition to, like, Ronda Rousey, please don't rip out Michael Bradley's spine. And she's like, it wasn't...
What the
I don't
fuck
even,
is going on?
Okay, done.
So... Back in the day on the PlayStation, there was a game that Disney put out with, like, Final Fantasy characters and Disney called Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I played the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Kingdom Hearts 2. Guess what comes out in 4 days on all platforms? Maybe not Switch, but all other platforms, and not the PC either.
2.5.
3. Kingdom Hearts 3 on all platforms except for PC and Switch.
Then that's not all platforms.
Shut your mouth.
That's all. All inclusive.
It's all major platforms.
But I thought...
It might be on the PC. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think...
It's going to have Wreck-It Ralph probably in it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, they had more than that, actually.
It's going to have
everybody.
Bunch of people in it.
No, I'm saying like the Kingdom Hearts games in general had more than that.
Oh yeah,
because there was
Disney
actually
has
like a,
everybody. Now.
No, I'm saying like there was like a Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, and then I think there was like a remix or a re-hit mm-hmm. or something that had more.
They could have Star Wars.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
They probably would and will. Maybe not because it depends on.
And of course, you know, Princess and the Frog,
and all the X-Men.
Paul the X-Man?
And all of the X-Men.
Oh, and all the X-Men.
Well, also Paul the X-Man.
Here comes Paul.
You don't know.
He's gonna do stuff. Don't know his powers.
Burner. Paul.
That's all I got.
I'm Paul the X-Man. Look at me go.
Oh, he's I mean, a woman.
We need to research and see if there's actually an X-Man called Paul.
What were you about to say, Lewis?
Oh, it was bad.
Okay. I'm looking up Paul.
I hope there
Paul
is
the
X-Man. One.
Paul the X-Man. X-Men? X-Man.
X-Men.
X-Men.
X-Mam?
I mean, is this... What's his powers?
Paul Smith.
There we
of
go.
Of course.
Born September 4th, 1953, is an American comic book artist. That's a fucking artist. Fuck you, Paul.
He's with it. That's in the Marvel Universe.
It's true.
That's a pretty good power.
Deadpool definitely went and talked to his artists all the time. So they are within the continuity of Marvel.
There is another one. There is one. Paul Heights, Haits.
So his power is going to be height related.
I would think so.
Pa, 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 pa. was Scott's best friend in his time at Bayville High School, who was one of the first to notice the connection between Rogue and Scott.
Is this like X-Men Evolution, or is this like comics? Because, you know, stuff. Speaking of comics, Young Justice is back.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, I figured you hadn't.
Yeah.
Dick.
My apologies, I've yet to watch them.
It's real goo. Real, real good. I recommend it to everybody. But I'm sorry, if you're in the United States, the only way to watch it is to get get DC's streaming service, and who wants that? And then you can't watch it anywhere else right now.
I don't think he's an X-Man yet. I'm going to look for more Pauls.
I don't think he is.
Pardon.
So we just made a new X-Men character.
This is
ours. What's his powers going to be? They're going to have to be Paul related. How many Pauls do we know?
Palm things.
He could be a Paul bearer. Ooh. There's already a Paul bearer,
but he bears
wrestling.
But he bears Pauls.
Ooh. So he makes more Pauls from himself.
Ooh.
That could be.
That's a different thing.
He just teleport people who's named Paul to his
He can bring all Pauls.
He can bring all Pauls, and he bears the weight of all Pauls.
That's. I know some pretty heavy Pauls.
Hey, but maybe emotionally he bears them.
I know some pretty emotionally messed up Pauls. I've only hit like three right now just at work.
He is definitely Omega level.
He's an Omega level mutant.
He's Paulacious.
So cool.
Paul talk.
Paul talk. Welcome to Paul talk. All things Paul, all Paul time.
I thought he was going to do the puns.
I'm sorry. It's
it catches.
It's a catchy thing.
I apologize.
It hurts.
That was so good. It wasn't, but we're going to
say
it was.
Maybe he throws puns at them and it's like actual hurt.
Ooh.
Paul puns.
Oh, has anybody watched Punisher? Season 2?
I have not.
Season Dos?
I have not.
Anybody seen Punisher Season Uno?
Nope.
No, also no.
Man!
On Netflix, original series are not my thing on Netflix. The only one I've watched, there might be more, but the only one that I know.
Bird Box or whatever that was?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Nobody has.
He asked me about that earlier. I didn't. He liked it.
I did, but
I haven't seen it. Shut your mouth.
I watched it with a blindfold.
Perfect. You nailed it.
It was great.
I watched Trollhunter. That was the one that I really liked.
All right, so I'm going to talk about work for a second. I'm perusing the internet, right? The web. I see that everybody's like, Bird Box challenging. And then like some fucking idiot decided to Bird Box in their fucking car while they're driving. I was like, you're a fucking dumbass and you deserve to get a car accident. I really hope you lived. But I'm at work and we're getting ready to tow an aircraft out, and I'm like, we should all put on blindfolds and take a picture, pretend we're Bird Boxing it, and then not actually move the aircraft, and then
even
see
still,
what happens.
Oh yeah, because you know there'd be like a whole like, you can't be doing that, or that's goofing off.
And then we'll be like, we'll take the picture and make it look like the tug is actually hooked up to the aircraft, but it won't be. But we decided not to do that, and I was like, that's a wise decision, and I'm really happy we didn't.
Because there'd be complete backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Because even if you were goofing off about it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it would literally be, look what we did. And then that's it, because I wouldn't be able to show anything, because it was at work and the whole fucking stuff. Can't release photos from work.
Yeah. Are you going to be, Lewis, are you going to be on base, or are you actually going to be out here in Research Park?
I'm going to be on base.
So he can't even probably do shit like that either.
No, he's probably won't even. Some buildings on base won't even let you bring your personal cell phone in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with that. Especially since you're getting a clearance, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We hope.
We hope. We hope. We hope.
It was there's one building out there. They're like, you can't take this in, and it's a building that we use as at my company. I'm like, it's my company phone. I'm taking it in. They're like, nope, it's coming in with me.
But this wasn't your building?
No, it was my building. Right. Not my building, but it's the building that my company owns. I guess they lease it on the airfield.
So what did they do?
The government rep came out and was like, yeah, no, that's fine.
And you're like, okay, good.
It's like, yeah, no, it's happening. It's like, I can't bring my laptop in there, but I can bring my phone.
I've been to some events doing photography where it's like, it's always weird at that point, but we were doing one for something, and all the reps that were getting a tour of the facility and all the actual people that worked for it, like, these were actually employees that were coming to work there and higher-ups, not just random employees. They were like the person checking people in. Of course, it's just some random person that works there. They don't know anybody. Was like, here, you have to put this on your phone. And it's one of those little, like, covers the camera up things. And it was just kind of, like, weird to see, like, the bigger higher-up that lived here was like, no, you don't have to do that.
So, speaking of places that won't allow you to take pictures, Michael, I think you know this, but I know you don't. I was an extra in Iron Man.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
What?
Yep. So I was back when I was in the military, and I was getting ready to get out. So I was like probably 6 months from getting out of the Marine Corps. And they were filming on our base. And they're like, oh, yeah, extras, because we have the uniform.
Yeah. Right.
So they don't have to supply the uniform. So it's like, that's a win-win. It's like, there's like a couple conditions. You can't be in SAG, that's about it. So we're out there. Robert Downey Jr. is out there. Gwyneth Paltrow is out there. And Terrence Howard's out there. And then there's a guy whose sole job is to make sure extras don't take photos. That's his one job. And he gets paid a butt ton of money to do it.
How did you know? Did you ask him?
Oh, yeah, we asked him. And Robert Downey Jr., cool guy. Cool guy, by the way.
And short. He has to wear platforms on stage.
Yeah. But stage meaning really? On so camera. When it's not his scene or whatever, and it's a short time between takes or whatever, and they're taking like a 5-10 minute break, he purposely was like, you go, he's like, distract that guy. And he's like, when you come back, he's going to distract that guy. And he's like, all right. So the guy gets distracted. He's like, all right. And he's like, all right, really quick, picture. And he's like, next person, picture. So he didn't give a crap. And Gwyneth Paltrow was like, oh, hey, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, it's Air Force, Marines, and out there. So she's, you know, being the troops, and no one can find Terrence Howard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just left.
What?
He came back.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he left.
Just because. Sure.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy stupid. I think it was more for cameras of you're not taking pictures of the scene.
I don't know. Maybe. Basically.
Don't want to leak it.
He was. I don't know if that guy was getting paid a lot.
He was getting paid. He said he was getting paid.
What was his title?
I can't remember.
Okay. Because if he was a producer or assistant producer or. Oh, shit. What are they called? Crap, now my terminology is
gone. Best boy?
No, grip. Not best boy. Not grip.
Light coordinator.
Nope. Fluffer.
No. That's different. Market.
For Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Crap. I cannot. No. More than like. I think he was lying to you.
I mean, I got paid.
Yes, you did get paid. But I don't think he was getting paid that much. If anything, he might have been an intern.
I don't know. They had just gotten done with, like, Spider-Man, so they're still wearing, like, Spider-Man 3 stuff.
Nice.
Or 2, I don't know. I don't remember which. It was.
I have not seen any of the trailers.
It was, like, 2007, so I don't fucking
remember. Oh, the Raimi years?
Yeah.
No, but I have yet to see any of the trailers.
And, like, 2 months before that, they had filmed, like, scenes for Transformers, too. So, anytime it's, like, a desert military base, it's always the same place. Mm-hmm. Edwards Air Force Base. They film there a lot.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So if you ever go to like a Marvel movie, they use the same freaking base in Iron Man 2 also. Same place. Same hangars. It was like, nice. So they show the tower and I'm like, I know that tower. And then they show the hangar. I'm like, I know that hangar. I was like, I wasn't allowed to go in that hangar, but I did.
Yeah. Wait, for the filming or
no,
just in general?
Just in general. Okay. There's a hangar right next to ours.
Nice.
And they're like, nobody ever went in it. No one ever went out of it. And I was like, I know there's airplanes in there.
So it
wasn't that kind of secret place.
Okay. I was about to say, what was in the hangar?
Just airplanes.
Just airplanes?
Yeah.
That nobody ever went into?
Yeah, no. There were people in there. We just never saw them come in or out. Because we went in there looking for a part, and they're like, no, we don't have it. I'm like, is there like a tunnel that you guys come in?
Because seriously, we've staked this shit out, and that door never moves.
It's like,
maybe it was a faux fake facade.
I mean, the Marines are there when they're supposed to be getting there, and the Marines are there when they're leaving. Nope.
Mm.
Day crew, stay crew.
So what about I've yet to see Spider-Man
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes. Movie. I've yet to see that, and I haven't seen the trailers for the new Spider-Man.
It's also a good trailer. But I don't. It's probably spoilery.
Exactly. Because Spider-Man's in it.
It's not like... No. Okay. All right.
It could be something else.
I've seen the trailer. It could take place after the thing, yeah, or it could... Think about it this way.
Okay. What's the name of the movie again?
Shut Your Fucking Face.
What's the name of the movie?
Shut Your Fucking Face.
That's it. Spider-Man, Shut Your Fucking
Face.
Yeah,
that's the name of it. So
R, rated edition.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But
Deadpool shows up.
Yeah, that's the only way it's going to be rated R is if Deadpool shows up. So Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
That's a movie.
Yep, of course.
You've seen it.
Yep.
Okay. Spider-Man Homecoming. You've seen that.
Yep.
That's like right after Captain America Civil War.
Sure, yes.
Within the probably 6 months is from start to end.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Ant-Man movie was before Infinity.
Like, barely.
Barely. Like,
but
never mind. That spoiler is if you haven't seen it.
So Captain America Civil War, 2 years later is when the snap happens in Infinity War. So we're talking... year and a half between Spider-Man.
Don't think they really thought that through.
And Homecoming and Far From Home.
Well, I'm sure
you're talking 2.5 years, and he hasn't made a move on MJ.
But have we even seen MJ in the Spider-Man movie?
Yes, you have.
It's been a while. I haven't seen Spider-Man a long time.
It was the weird chick.
Sure. I don't remember.
Yep.
But yeah. So. No. And it's called Far From Home?
Yeah, it's called Far From Home. But he's in Europe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He, you know, after Civil War, he was like, hey, Tony.
I mean.
I'm going to go to Europe.
Yeah, it's like.
He's on a school
trip.
Well,
no, it's a school trip. Mm-hmm. And what grade was he in Homecoming? Do we know?
High school?
Right, but what grade?
Junior?
So if he's a junior and we're talking 2.5 years, he's not in high school anymore.
Unless he failed.
He could have.
Spider-Man was held back because Peter he didn't Parker. Go.
No, because of attendance, yes.
He's
because
well,
of his attendance.
Yes, he didn't
but
take
then
PE.
All his friends and stuff wouldn't be there then.
Maybe they all felt sorry for him.
Everybody failed because the world almost ended. They were like, we're just going to start this year over again.
The records. And exactly.
You see what I'm saying here? We're talking 2.5 years. What is the likelihood that Peter Parker is still in high school?
We don't know if he was a junior. He could have been a sophomore or a freshman. I don't remember what was in the movie. I don't remember what they said. They didn't. They didn't really go with him and say, hey, this is a day-to-day what class he's in. Or what grade he's in, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So it could have been freshman for all we know.
So now he's a junior or senior.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe. And they took a school trip instead of, you know, an after graduation party like they do, apparently. Whatever that's called.
And he hasn't made a move. He's in high school and he hadn't made a move on a girl he's into. in 2 years.
He's not. He's socially awkward. He's not a charismatic jock guy.
Charismatic.
He's not like Paul. Okay. Not everybody can be like Paul.
So I think it's gonna take place before Infinity War.
It'd have to, otherwise it'd be like.
Well, no, Sony. Marvel didn't want to release the trailer. Sony made them.
Oh.
Yeah.
They put the bitch smack on them.
They just wanted to see Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean.
Wait, why did they put the bitch smack on him?
I don't know. I think they're trying to drum up. They at this point, you don't need to drum up a Marvel movie.
No.
Everybody knows
that. But coming. I think Sony wants to be like, hey, we still own it.
Yeah, look, guys. We're still doing things. We're still doing stuff. They may have just gotten X-Men, but we still have Spider-Man. Fuck you.
What else do they have? Do they have Deadpool?
No. Yeah. No, Fox has Deadpool.
Okay, so Fox still has Deadpool.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man's just about the only thing they got left.
Possibly.
I mean, you got a computer right there. Computer noises. Click, click, clack, clack.
Beep, boop, bop, Google. Boop, boop. I've got so many things in here that it's like, really? None of them?
You're going to use the Googs? The googly Googs?
Sure. What does Sony own? Okay, that's already
in movies.
Maybe. We'll just see.
In comic books, movies. I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Fantastic Four? Who owns that anymore?
I'm pretty sure that was also Fox. Or else we would have had a Spider-Man and Fantastic Four.
Possibly.
That would be cool.
Because like in the second right. episode, or second comic book, he tried to join the Fantastic Four.
Aren't they trying to make another Fantastic Four movie?
They need
reboot.
They need to.
Or is it going to be a joint thing? Have I heard something about a joint thing with
the Like Fantastics? I said, I think if Fox owned them and they're now back in the hands of Marvel, yeah, they're going to redo it. They're going to redo everything that they've already done.
Need to get Mr. Fantastic in there.
Yeah, we're going to have probably recast of most of the X-Men. They'll probably keep McAvoy as Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
He did well, yeah. I think.
Oh, I agree. I
mean, for being a whiny bitch, he did great. It's not his fault. I like how he's still bald, too. In the what movie is that? Glass. Mr. Glass. He's still bald, so.
Was that a character choice, or was that just because he was doing it for an X-Men movie?
Probably both.
I didn't watch that. What was it called? It was called
Glass. Glass. I just said it.
No, the pre one before that.
Oh, Split.
Split. Never watched it.
I heard it was alright.
Meh. I couldn't get into it. I thought it was stupid. Like stupid character choices. Like the one girl in the back seat, like when he got into the seat, nobody noticed that it was a stranger that got into the car with them. And then they were like, "Who are you? What are you?" I think I would immediately get out of the car. And then, like, he chloroformed the other two girls, and that one girl was like, "I don't know. What is he? What's going?" I mean, get out of the car and call for help. Like, I don't understand. Like, to me, it was just stupid character choices, and I'm like, I'm out. Everybody's going to be stupid. So.
Figure out what Sony owned yet?
No, I don't even know where to begin to look for this. Because there's not a.
Use my phone, aren't you?
Sure. There's not a perfect list. Like, even.
I'm going to do this voice-wise, too.
Okay, go for it.
What Marvel characters does Sony own?
Okay, I found this on the web for what Marvel characters does Sony own.
Sony own. What you got?
I got comicbook.com.
All right, maybe they have a list. I'm also hungry. I didn't eat lunch today.
Oh no.
So pretty much
food.
All of the Spider-Man characters.
Of course.
Makes sense.
So did they make into the Spider-Verse movie? Yeah,
they did.
I would hope so.
Was Spider-Pig in it?
Yes. Or at least I've seen a picture.
He was. Peter Porker was in it.
Peter Porker? That's the best. What was Paul, though?
Paul Porker? Everybody in that verse
Paul,
was
into the
Porker.
Paul-iverse.
Into the Paul-iverse.
Well, I mean, he was a spider bitten by a radioactive pig.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And he turned That's into funny. A pig?
Uh-huh.
He's got all the powers
so
of a pig.
So he's in a spider-verse, then. Wait,
he's
hold
in
on.
A pig-iverse. He's in a... He should be a pig-iverse.
No, because it was a...
He's got to tap into the spider,
I mean,
spider force.
But I mean, everything... All the quote-unquote humans were spiders. And he got bitten by a pig and turned into a pig with...
What?
You just said he got bitten by a radioactive pig.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Paul or are we talking about...
We're talking Paul... about Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
Right.
Yes.
Which makes no sense when you say his name. Why was a spider called Peter Porker?
Thank you.
You can Google it. I'm pretty... I'm like 90% sure that that's what they said in the movie. Because it was different, just enough different to be like, what?
Because that doesn't make sense. Why would a... Yes, why would a...
You're like reading it going, damn it.
No, I don't know yet. I mean, you're probably right, because...
I'm the comic book guy?
Maybe. Slightly.
Bill Nye, the comic book guy.
Where is biography? Okay, Peter Porker was born a spider.
Hey!
Simply named Peter.
Ah, look at that. There we go. Peter the Spider.
He resided in the basement of a lab, in a basement lab of May Porker.
Like May Parker.
A slightly goofy animal scientist who had created the world's first atomic-powered hairdryer.
Of course.
But she was an animal researcher?
Well, I mean, slightly goofy animal scientist. So
that created... Was she an animal scientist?
Or was she an animal, comma, scientist?
Right.
She's an animal scientist.
All right.
Like, science's animals.
I'm going to look up a picture of her. Because I think she was saying that it's animal. She is an animal.
Animal.
She's
that
a
is
pig.
A scientist.
She's
or
a
is
pig.
She a... Scientist of
animals.
Animals.
Oh my god. Are we really going this far down the damn rabbit hole?
Yes.
Okay. Powers.
You said this is going to be short.
With all the interruptions that we had, I thought it was going to be.
It's not edited yet.
Look what I did.
This is also true. It's not edited yet. Because there's a lot of... Okay, so, I don't know. Aunt May. May Porker. Aunt May.
Wait, is she an aunt or an aunt?
Oh my gosh. I don't even...
In
I can't even
Marvel,
follow, I can't even follow
We're talking
anymore.
The animal universe here. I know
yes.
that Aunt
yes.
May is a human. I'm talking about in the animal universe.
There
is
should
she
be
a,
an Aunt May.
An aunt.
No, no, she's a pig. I already
okay.
said that.
All right, cool. Locked in. It could be another one.
But she's
That's
an
in a
aunt.
Different universe. Another right. one.
Mm-hmm. May Porker.
An aunt who is a...
Pig.
Science... Scientist. We don't know if she's a science of animals or a scientist of animals or just an animal scientist.
Why not both?
There we go. Okay.
Could be both.
Well, then she created the first atomic hairdryer. It's outside her wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to skip that for
no,
now.
No, I'm interested. Okay, yeah, how did the spider Peter get bit?
That's what I'm that's where we're
by
skipping.
By a radioactive pig. Did Aunt May, Aunt Porker, bite him?
If you let me finish the fictional character biography...
Because that would be really creepy.
I'm going to get there. We're tabling the animal scientist part because okay. she's an animal that's a scientist.
That's what we're going with.
That's what we're going with.
Okay.
Continuing on. Hoping that the introduction of nuclear fission into America's beauty salons...
You already know I know the answer to this question that I started, right?
...would revolutionize the hair care industry. After dosing her head with water and activating the dryer, May Porker accidentally irritated herself and it...
Irradiated? Was it irritated? Was she mutated?
Probably irritated.
Irradiated.
Irradiated.
Agitated seabags.
I-R-R-A-D.
Yep. Irradiated.
Irradiated.
It's all good. Words happen.
And in a fit of delusion, bit Peter. Who
he
then
got bit by his hand. That's so weird. That's like how porn videos start.
That's weird. who then found himself transformed into an... But that doesn't even make even more sense, because she was a pig to begin with. How could she be the aunt of a spider?
Her name was Aunt May. Oh, Aunt Porker. Aunt May Porker, correct?
Sure.
You could go by anything. Yeah, anybody could, can be an aunt.
I guess.
I mean, I'm an uncle until I decide I'm not a dude.
Well, then you'd be an X-Man.
He won.
All right.
He won.
Good job. All right. So... But...
I mean, boo.
But at that,
edit out that laugh.
At that point, he was... He just turned species. He didn't turn into
a spider. He still has spider powers because he's still...
He already had spider
powers. Yeah, he already had spider powers.
He just turned his look. He got a...
Yeah, so he's now a pig that shoots webs, like ropes. Yeah.
Yes. So he didn't... He wasn't a... So that doesn't even make more sense. Because now...
I see it makes perfect sense.
No, because he should still be able to shoot webs out of his butt.
Well, I don't know what he does, but... I'm just saying.
I saw the movie. He doesn't.
It flips the coin because at that point he turned into a pig, but he kept his human traits. So in honesty, he just got appearance a change.
He was a spider.
Yeah, he exactly. Human.
And then he became a pig.
Well, he was a spider pig that became spider. A pig, but he still kept his spider traits.
Powers. Yeah.
Whereas Peter got bit, not Porker. Peter Parker got bit by a spider, stayed looking like a human, and got spider abilities.
Well, there is there's a certain timeline in that comic where he did turn into a giant spider.
Well, there's a different character all the way around it was
That's
the
terrifying.
Man spider rather than Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So in reality, Peter Parker shouldn't even exist with the Spider-Verse.
I mean, he can pull a cartoon hammer out of thin air.
Okay. I mean, I don't doubt you. I don't know anything about Peter Porker.
We know so much about Peter Porker.
I already knew the answer then when I started this question. I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of making you do the work.
Dick, 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 dick.
Yep, yep, yep.
Dick
yep,
for
yep,
Nate.
Yep, yep. Nope.
So, anyway. But I don't even know where we were going. With this or why.
You said, in the Spider-Verse, and I was like, it's good. And then you're like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, Peter Porker. Or somebody said Peter Porker about Spider-Pig.
Lewis
and
did.
That was me. Yeah, sorry. Lewis said Spider-Pig. And I was like, oh, you mean Peter Porker? And then we went through this whole thing. Dance puppet.
But anyway, it's apparently good. I haven't seen it yet.
It's very good. I enjoyed it.
I'm just waiting for... DC and Marvel to actually own all their shit again rather than it being distributed between actual.
Well, I mean, Marvel went bankrupt.
I know, that's why they sold all their shit off.
You get some stuff. You get some stuff thinking that no one wants to see a comic book movie.
But then their plan was to buy it back. And Batman. Their plan was to buy it back from everybody.
Man.
That ain't happening now, probably. I mean,
they're getting it back.
They're owned.
They got Disney money now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. At some point, I'm wondering when it becomes a fucking monopoly.
It never will, yeah.
No,
but they're already a monopoly, kind of.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Marvel is already a monopoly in comics for that. I mean, because you still got DC and Marvel, so there's still two major companies, and you got a bunch of indie stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And indie's getting bigger again.
Sure.
So...
Indian everything is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's...
You're cutting your nails right now?
No, I'm cleaning them.
Okay.
Weirdo. It was sitting there because I was using it to put in the thing.
And you're like, oh, I got to
clean it. We need some ASMR here in a little bit.
I mean, I have gone and like talking to the mic real close and quiet. Don't you dare do this.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, no.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's too close to the quick.
I saw it.
Too close.
I saw it on the.
It went. So, whoosh. I'm gonna cut that part out. We're cutting some of that out.
Leave it all.
That's what she said.
As God intended. Oh, sorry. No religion. as it was intended.
We're still. None of this is still there.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking
from,
in my
from
head.
The second where he said, we're going to cut that out. It's not been in.
Yeah, probably not. Unless I leave it all, which, I don't know. I just don't want it to end awkwardly.
I love awkward endings.
Your mom loves awkward endings.
I mean, that's how I got born.
Oh, that doesn't even... That's disgusting. I've seen your mother. I know who your mother is.
So, all right, buddy. Next time, you need to be caught up on Young Justice.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's.
I meant to watch it today. I didn't.
Yeah, it's.
Have you? You don't.
The.
I haven't.
Have you even seen any of Young Justice?
God,
I haven't
hate,
seen any of it. Yes.
Oh my god, you need to watch the first and second season. They're so good. Second season is really good, but the first season
is it still
also
on
really
Netflix?
Good. No.
Damn. You can probably stream it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Somebody's got it.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know where else to find it.
So yeah, Young Justice is good. Watch it. I hate the shows. I hate all shows that take mid-season breaks because at some point I'm like, I'm not coming back. Like all the Arrowverse shows are on. We're on mid-season break. They're like, they're back and like two episodes in. I'm like, I don't care. I was like, shows are doing good. I'm like, eh.
I don't even know if we've is Flash.
It's back.
I mean, we've watched some things, but I stopped the crossover because I don't watch crossover episodes. Sorry, you're not going to get
that
me
was,
to watch the other episodes.
There was like one more episode, and it was went on mid-season break from there.
Mm-hmm. I think we watched the one episode that was their part of the crossover, but I'm like, I'm not going to those other shows. Stop trying to make it a thing. This is the third time.
Yeah, and it'll be a fourth time. But Young Justice is going to be on their mid-season break. Ugh. So, and they're not coming back till like June.
Damn.
Yeah.
Boo.
So I saw some stuff where they're bringing Cyborg into the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. Yeah, you need to watch it so we can talk about.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Yeah, you need to just watch all of it.
Yeah.
I'll find it somehow.
Yep.
So we'll be making plans to do.
We'll try and do a non-spoiler one and then maybe a spoiler one because
yeah.
I really want to talk about stuff.
Okay.
And
we'll do a we'll make plans to do a. Board game night.
Yep.
We'll probably have to do that on like a Saturday or something like that.
Yeah. We're going to need more mics.
Yes.
And my mics won't work.
Well, I mean, we have the thing. Oh, we'll need more mics. Yeah. Cool. But anyway, thanks for joining us.
Yep,
thanks,
yep.
Lewis, for
Thank
being
you, Lewis.
Available.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad. We'll have you more often.
Yep.
Hopefully. You got to get...
Rawr.
You'll have to, you know, get used to it. You warmed up a little bit.
You did.
So, we're good. We talked about it in one of our previous episodes about actually it takes... We're still probably not
we're
even
still
good
learning.
At it.
No.
But at least, you know, your conversation-wise flows differently when you're being recorded.
Yep.
So anyway, thanks, gentlemen. And until next time.
Bye.
Bye.